gets it inside. Frank Gore is still going. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Two from the 40. Couple of tight ends. Receiver right and Adrian. Hand off Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle. Across the 30. To the 20. Inside the 10. Touchdown.
First down and 10. Johnson gets a shoulder square. Watch out. He's got to get away from the top speed. Touchdown.
Welcome to episode 8 of Grinding the Edge here on South Hartman. I'm your host, Koopa. You can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa, and you can also find me on the Discord at KoopaTroopa8. If you did not know, at South Hartman, we do team reviews. You can go to dynastyteamreview.com, and you can sign up to get your team reviewed by any of me, Eric, Mike, or Adam, and get yourself prepared for the upcoming Dynasty season. This is a great time to do team reviews because, as I mentioned in one of my previous episodes, you do not need to make a lot of moves right now. So now is the time to go back and reflect and look at where your teams are at. Look at if you understand where this team is going to be going in the upcoming season. And if you don't, you have the time to go through and ask us some questions. Ask us to take a look at your team and your league and have us help you figure out what is going on. So once again, go to dynastyteamreview.com and sign up to get your team reviewed by either me, Eric, Mike, or Adam. So this week's episode was inspired by a comment that Andrew made on last week's AMA. If you don't know who Andrew is, his Twitter handle is at Andrew2True, and he does content over at the League FFB YouTube channel and also on the BDGE Dynasty channel with Adam. So we had him on the AMA, and there was a question about competing with your teams and at what level you would be willing to take on some veteran players and things like that. And he made one offhanded comment. And what it was that unless his team is first or second and he's getting a first round bye, he's not pushing in when it comes time for playoffs to try and win the league. And I had previously done some of this analysis maybe like 6 months ago at this point. And I was like, you know, this would be a great place to bring that up and talk about how important it is to be first or second in your league in terms of your chance of winning the league, your chance of even being in the money, etc. So what I've done is I have gone through all of the leagues from this past year. I filtered down to leagues where there's only a 6-team playoff, and that is extremely helpful for giving us a baseline. Most of the leagues that we're looking at are either 10-team leagues or 12-team leagues, and usually they end up having a 6-team playoff. So I figured that was a good way to make it something more generalized. That way we can specifically focus in what is the advantage to having the number one or the number two seed. So that total number is still really, really high. That number is 37,736 total leagues. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at every single seed and what is the percentage chance that they finish each place in the results. So I'm going to start from the bottom. I'm going to start with the sixth seed. So if you are the sixth seed, last season, only 8% of six seeds actually won their championship. Now, there's going to be something interesting as we get into this and we start talking about the odds. So, in general, the odds of winning in terms of a random 1 out of 6 draw would be about 18%. So we are much lower than that being a 6 seed. It seems like a lot of these 6 seeds barely make it into the playoffs. However, we also have a situation where the odds aren't necessarily even for 1 through 6. The first seed and the second seed, they only have to play 2 games, whereas 3 through 6 has to play 3. So the odds, if every matchup was a 50-50, would be 12.5%. So we see that the 6th seed is still below that 12.5% by a significant margin. In fact, their odds are only 2/3 of the odds of the random chance option. And that kind of just shows that, hey, being the sixth seed, yeah, you are not a very strong team. We kind of already knew that. The sixth seed is often the team that's barely sneaking into playoffs, and so they are the ones that are likely to get knocked out pretty quickly, especially because they're going up against that three seed, who is the best team for week one that you could be going against. So the sixth seed, 8% chance of winning overall. They have a 10% chance of finishing second, an 11% chance of finishing third, 13.7% chance of finishing fourth, and a 26.5% chance of finishing fifth, and a 30.6% chance of finishing sixth. Now, that seems like a huge number there when you're talking about that fifth and sixth percentage. But think about it. The first and second seeds can't finish fifth or sixth. So that number has to get divided between the three and six. So baseline is 25%. So we're looking at, hey, the sixth seed is a little more likely to finish fifth and sixth compared to average. So 30.6% is about 20% more likely to finish sixth than just a random chance. And a 26.53% is slightly more likely to finish fifth than random chance. From this data, we can also tell that the chance that a sixth seed ends up losing the first matchup, that happens about 56% of the time. That number is a little higher than that 50% random chance that we were talking about. So just in terms of random chance, hey, that number three versus number six matchup, what happens? Well, number three is more than likely going to end up winning, but it's not that much of an advantage. The number six seed is still close enough that they have a decent shot at winning, and in fact, that still ends up happening 44% of the time. So we start to see where the advantage of that first and second seed comes into play. So that sixth seed is able to advance that first round 44% of the time. And on the flip side, we know that that third seed is going to advance 56% of the time. The one seed and the two seed advance 100% of the time. That is a huge difference. And as I talk later about the chances of getting into the championship game, the chances of being in the money, that is an extremely huge advantage. So let's go to the five seed. Let's just compare five and six seed, because the five seed has a little bit of an easier path out of the first round. And we see that in its data. So the five seed, for completion's sake, they win 9.51% of the time. They're in second 10.98% of the time. Third 13.41% of the time. Fourth 14.24% of the time. Fifth 26.12% of the time. And sixth 26.11% of the time. So that means that the five seed is able to get out of that first game a little bit more often. But unsurprisingly, because they're the underdog in that game, they only end up advancing out at a rate of 48%. So the 4 seed and 5 seed are quite close. The 4 seed advances 52% of the time, and the 5 seed advances 48% of the time. And unfortunately, that means that the 5 seed is still stuck in that 5th and 6th place game a lot. Just like that sixth seed, like, nobody ever gets any money for fifth and sixth. Like, the number of leagues that I'm in, the prize pool almost always goes out to first and second, or first and second and third. And maybe there's like a $50 winner to the consolation bracket. But if you barely make playoffs, and then you end up losing that first round, as you're likely to do, you get nothing. You don't even get a chance at getting anything. Just you lose that one matchup, your season's over, you get no bonus, you're just playing to try and lose for a better draft pick. And that kind of sucks. And we see that chance happens with the 4 seed and the 3 seed. So the 4 seed They are able to win 11.2% of the time. 11.48% of the time, they finish in second. 14.58% of the time, they finish third. 14.59% of the time, they finish fourth. And then 25.06% of the time, they finish fifth. And 23.47% of the time, they finish sixth. So what do we see here? We see that 48% come rearing its head about, yeah, they lose that 48% of the time and in that first matchup and have a chance at nothing. If when they advance, they are more likely to end up losing that next matchup. And we see that in their third and fourth place percentages of the 14.58 and 14.59, that they advance to the next round, and then they end up losing. Their expectation, if you wanted to have full random, is that they would win 12.5% across all four metrics, but they don't do that. And instead, they end up a lot more in that consolation game. They have the chance to usually make that year's money back by winning that game. Getting to the finals is something that doesn't happen very much. Only 22% of four seeds even make it to the finals. That's where you're actually starting to make a profit on the year. It's extremely hard for a four seed to make it there. And then we move up to the three seed. The three seed wins 13.68% of the time. They finish second 13.7% of the time. They finish third 15% of the time and finish fourth 14.3% of the time. And then they still end up finishing fifth and sixth, fifth at 23% of the time and sixth at 21% of the time. So the three seed is much more likely to make it out of that initial matchup and be able to advance in the playoffs, but it's still not that much. Like, they're only making it out of that initial matchup 56% of the time. I don't know how many people want to stake a lot of money on 56% odds, but if you have one shot at it, man, that's a rough shot to take. I'd much rather be one spot higher in the standings, be at the two seed, and I'm guaranteed I have a 100% chance. And so this is where Andrew's idea of having the first round bye starts to play into it. Because now we can see the results from the one seed and the two seed. So as a reminder, the three seed, which had the best odds, wins the league about 13.68% of the time. The two seed wins the league 26.82% of the time. So the two seed, simply being one seed higher, has double the odds of the three seed of winning. Think about that. Think about how important it is to win a league, how much money you get by winning a league, and think about how much of an impact it is to be the two seed versus being the three seed. If I always have the chance to push in before we get to playoffs and take that two seed off of somebody, I am 100% going to do it, because that is one of the most impactful changes that you can make outside of being in playoffs versus not being in playoffs. And I'm actually going to talk about something towards the end of the episode here. I think it's even more impactful than making playoffs versus not making playoffs. Before we get into the first seed, I want to talk about a new partnership here at South Harmon with Full Time Fantasy. At Full Time Fantasy, they run tourneys that are tailored to challenge, excite, and reward, with league-specific prizes and grand rewards that match your expertise. There's a throne for every champion. Don't just say you're good at fantasy football and prove it. You can go to our link that you can find in the video description and sign up for tons of different leagues in the Fantasy Football World Championships. They have a flagship event that has a grand prize of $150,000 and smaller championships that have a grand prize of $50,000, $10,000, and another one with a grand prize of $5,000. If you stay tuned to South Harmon, you'll also find that there's going to be a $50 Superflex Bowl presented by Full Time Fantasy that has Adam and Mike in it. Take your shot at glory and win the 5K grand prize by drafting against Adam and Mike in the comfort of your home. Once again, check out the link in the description for full-time fantasy to check it out and sign up for some of these awesome tournaments. The first place seed has the best chances, obviously, of winning the championship. They win the championship about 30.5% of the time. Random chance would indicate that it'd only be 25%, but they have a 5.5% better chance of winning the championship than random chance. That is awesome. They also win second place at 27% of the time. So it looks like they're able to win that first matchup a grand total of 57.6% of the time. That is amazing. And it really shows how important it is to be the number one seed. Getting to the finals with 57.6% of the time means that 57% of the time, you are winning not only your money back for that season, but to cover another couple seasons in that league too. That's where you want to be. You want to be winning those championships because that's where the big money is. Your third and fourth place matchups, they finish third 22.39% of the time and fourth 19.96% of the time. So they obviously are not losing that first place matchup as much as indicated by the fact that they make the finals 57.6%. But of that 42.4% of the time that they end up losing that first matchup, they're still able to finish third the majority of the time. That is really useful for at least salvaging something. You're able to salvage back usually your league dues off of your third place victory, and that is something that is extremely important. The one seed and the two seed, we found, both have opportunity to do that. Three out of their four outcomes get them money, assuming your league distributes money to first, second, and third. And unlike seeds 3 through 6, the first and second seed are winning some amount of money more than 75% of the time. The amount of times that they're in the money, the first and second seed, are 80% of the time and 76.8% of the time for the 1 and 2 seeds respectively. Seeds 3 through 6, they're in the money 42.3%, 37.2%, 33.9%, and 29.6% of the time. Those numbers are very discouraging for the amount of money that you're expecting to get. In fact, as a result of looking at all this, I realized that I want to make one more case as to how important it is to be second seed versus third seed. And so I came up with this idea of money expectation. Before I talk about the money expectation, I just want to do a quick shout out to our sponsors over at Ultimate Autographs. At Ultimate Autographs, you can sign up for all sorts of awesome live prize breaks to get sports memorabilia for anything you want. You can get sports memorabilia for NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, WWE, MMA, all sorts of things that you would not be able to find anywhere else. Everything is genuine and authentic, and you can go and sign up at signedshit or signedsh.it and use the code HARMAN15 at checkout in order to get 15% off. Once again, that's signedshit or signedsh.it and use the code HARMAN15 at checkout. So let's talk about my money expectation metric. This is based off of the idea of a league where it is a $100 buy-in. Now, I understand a lot of leagues are not a $100 buy-in, but it makes it easy to talk about the numbers in this way. Just because they're a little larger, you know, okay, $100, that's my baseline. So if at any point I can get more than $100, I'm making money back from this league. For payout structure, I decided to do a tiered payout structure of $750 to first place, $350 to second, $100 to third, and that leaves an extra $100 to the regular season champ. So that's also going to be an extra $100 that goes to first place. What I've done is I've taken these numbers and multiplied them by the percentage chance that each seed ends up winning the championship, second place, third place, etc. And it's very, very interesting to look at this data. So I'm going to start at the bottom once again. The sixth seed, their expectation is $108.52. So simply by making the playoffs, your expectation is that on average, you're going to end up making your money back. So that does show how important it is to just make the playoffs. The chance that you're going to luck yourself into getting a third place or even second place or first place is high enough that just getting there, if you do that enough times or you have enough leagues or whatever, you're going to, on average, make your money back for that season. So if you had a team, let's pretend you are able to just keep rolling it over year after year, you're always making the playoffs, you never miss the playoffs, you're going to make money on that league. It might take a while, it's going to be some random variants and things like that, but you are going to make money as long as you always make playoffs. The 5 seed, they have a slight improvement. They make $123.2. Slight improvement over sixth place, but that doesn't seem like that much to me. Realistically, 5th and 6th, they're pretty close. Same thing with 4th. 4th, your money expectation is $138.79. You still haven't even made 50% more than the dues that you put in that year, so it's frankly not a whole lot, and I might as well be lumping it together with 5th and 6th. Same with 3rd. Now you're up to $165.54, but it's hard to consistently maintain third place. Like, a lot of teams are going to fluctuate in and out of being the top teams in their league, but it does show that, hey, if you understand you are not number one or number two and you're trying to decide between do I tear it down right now or do I tear it down later, the raw money expectation says that you're at least going to make 50% more than your dues this year, so you might as well at least just roll it in one more, assuming you know you can maintain a third place. Where it becomes really interesting is when you look at the jump from third to the 2 seed and to the 1 seed. So the 2 seed, they have a money expectation of $317.60. Notice what that difference is between the 2 seed and the 3 seed. So once again, the 3 seed is $165, and the 2 seed is $317. That is just short of being double the amount of money, and more specifically, the 2 seed, their expectation is to be able to cover their dues for 3 years. That is a long time to be able to cover your dues in one league. Just simply by getting to the 2 seed. You don't even need to be the best team in your league. Just the raw expectation of getting to second place is already covering 3 years. That is 3 years that if you had a team that was full of old veterans, you're able to spend all that time rebuilding and make another shot at becoming the top team in your league. That is a lot of time to work with, and it shows why the predominant dynasty strategy for the best managers is to either be all in or all out. Simply by getting to the 2 seed, even if you miss being the number one team in your league, you're still getting 3 years worth of money expectation out of that league. And that is extremely, extremely strong. Now the 1 seed. The 1 seed, I am giving the extra $100 for being the regular season champ. That is already going to be baked into this number. And that total number for the 1 seed, their money expectation on the year, is $446. They're able to, on average, cover almost 4.5 years worth of dues. That is a long time that if you're able to get to become the number 1 seed in your league, even if you immediately tear it down, you're able to cover that league's dues for 4.5 years. That is awesome. That is the place you want to be. You want to be playing with free money for that long. And realistically, the payout structure here with $350 for second, that is the equivalent of your 1 seed going and being the regular season champ, winning the first matchup, and then losing the second. If you go and you win your matchup in the championship game, and you get yourself $850, that's 8.5 years that you're covering. So that's where this expectation is. That 4.5 is considering all the times the number one seed got into the playoffs and then lost 2 games in a row. It is considering all the times that they went into the playoffs, they lost the first game, and then they squeaked out that third place win. That, even though those expectations are disappointing compared to what the number one seed you expect it to be, it is such a huge advantage just having one singular week until you are at the point of being able to make the huge dollar amounts of the $350 and the $750 from finishing first or second. And I understand your payout structure might be a little bit different than this example league that I did, but I'm sure it's something similar. I'm sure your first place gets a ton of money and your second also gets a significant amount. So this data is going to be relevant to your leagues as well. So let's look at my final results from this. How important is it to have the first or second seed? It's actually more important in terms of money expectation to be the number two seed versus making playoffs. Andrew has something here that he is talking about when he says that he's not pushing in unless he's the number one or number two seed. That's where he wants to get to. That's what he wants to do, because the data shows that in terms of making money off of your dynasty leagues, it is more important to be the number two seed than to be in playoffs. The only difference between number two and number three in terms of money expectation is number three versus number 7 through 12. If you are team 4, 5, or 6, it doesn't make a difference whether which one you are. The only jump is the fact that you're in playoffs. That expectation, how much you should be willing to invest, should only come from getting to the top. And you want to be at that very top, because that's where you make the big bucks. So this is going to change a little bit in terms of how I look at my teams. A lot of my teams, when I get into the season, I look at, okay, I have the chance in these ones to get a first round bye. I have the chance of these ones to make the playoffs. But a lot of these teams that I'm going to be focusing on are the ones at the edge of being able to get that first round bye, and the ones that are at the edge of making the playoffs. I want to try and invest in making the playoffs without sabotaging my team. Can I find a way to squeak in? Because if I can give myself some random chance and variance in order to win, I want to try and do that, just because if it's a positive money bet to just try and scrape into the playoffs one more year, I'm always going to take that. And then if I can get into that first round bye, that is where the huge rewards come. The teams that I'm not going to pay as much attention to are the ones that already have that first round bye locked up, or that I don't think can become that first round bye. If it gets to week 9 and my only chance of getting a first round bye is by winning every single game the rest of the season, and the first and second seeds having 2 or 3 losses or something like that, then there's no point. Why would I want to invest more if my odds are not going to change drastically? I might as well hold on to the fact that I'm in playoffs and hold on to the value of my team. Maybe even make some moves to, yeah, I'm just going to go really risky for these playoffs, and I'm not going to have as much depth, and trade away some of my older veterans to one of my other quote-unquote playoff contenders that thinks they're going to be able to beat me. And I'll just play the variance game. And I will make sure that I can roll this team back the next year, make playoffs again, and continue having that positive EV bet. I'm going to be able to have a better chance at being the number one or number two seeds, and be able to roll this into a bet that is going to give me money in this league for years to come. And that's the kind of thing that I'm going to be looking at. I'm going to ignore those teams that can't make it into the byes. I'm going to focus a lot of energy into making sure that I get the byes or that I make the playoffs. And if I am 1 year away from being a top team in a league, that is definitely one that I have to focus on. Because if I can get that number one or number two seed, that is going to pay back multiple years of dues, whether it's the past, the future, whatever, and make sure that that league is a positive money league for me over time. That's everything that I have for this episode. Make sure to go give Andrew a follow. He's at Andrew2True on Twitter. And he does content over at the League FFB and on the BDGE Dynasty channel. Thank you for listening, and stay sharp and grind that edge.